The Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society held a ceremonial groundbreaking at their headquarters at Parkdale School in Edmonton on September 20th to mark the beginning of construction on a new permanent sweat lodge and ceremonial building, the first in Edmonton. Cheryl Whiskeyjack, the executive director of Bent Arrow, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about the lodge and how long it's been in the works.
We did a ceremonial groundbreaking for our ceremonial lodge here on site at Parkdale School, which is the head office for the Bent Arrow Traditional Healing Society. This journey started in the first year of the pandemic in 2020 when we got a really nice size sort of seed grant from CN. And we had this dream of having a sweat lodge that could be accessible to Edmontonians year-round here in the city proper. When we got this grant and it was unrestricted, this was what we decided to put it towards.
Whiskeyjack says that Bent Arrow has been through a lot to get to this point with their plans.
It's been an absolute roller coaster. In the pandemic, we were trying to find contractors. It's not like we're asking them to build a house and something that they're used to sort of doing. It's a very unique kind of structure with very unique kinds of needs. And so we really had to find a contractor that could meet the needs that we were putting in front of them. The city was operating sort of minimally in some certain departments. And so getting those permits and call before you dig, those kinds of things were just not operating to full capacity. And so that was a very slow process. And then we finally came to the place where we could be around people again. And so we thought, okay, our initial fundraising goal of $75,000 was met very quickly. We were ready to hit the go button. And then, of course, that's when we found out we were impacted by inflation, supply chain issues, labor shortages, all of those things. The cost of our build increased. And so we had another fundraising challenge in front of us, which we met. And here we are. We're finally at that place where we could put shovels in the ground. You can hear power tools going throughout the day. We're on our way.
Whiskeyjack says that it means a lot to her to finally put shovels into the ground and get the lodge up and running soon.
It means a lot. The seeds of this structure started with our culture camp a number of years ago. And part of that culture camp was having teepees set up on our grounds here, filled with knowledge keepers. And for those 4 days, we were able to put up a temporary sweat lodge right where the ceremonial building is going to be actually. We had to go through call before you dig and a number of city processes to be able to put up that lodge. But we found out that's what made this thing possible. The dream of people have access to this ceremony year-round, that's when it was born, and that's what really compelled us to get here today.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.